WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8 at 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police are looking for two black men accused of robbing the Shop and Go store on Holloman Drive just after 11 last night. The suspects, each armed with a gun, fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of money. No one was injured. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. Bryan school board members have taken the next step towards asking voters to increase property taxes for maintenance and operations by 2 cents in order to collect an additional $3 million in state funding. That's in addition to the tax increase generating another $1.4 million from property owners. BISD board members and administrators, including communications director Brandon Webb, continue to stress that the 2 cent increase is more than offset by a 3 cent drop in the district's tax rate to pay for bond issues.
This is not the gotcha scenario that some people will fear. In other words, you're not getting a tax cut today so that next year we can drop another bond on the community. This district has done such an aggressive job, what's called refunding bonds, in other words, paying back those bonds and paying down our debt structure, that we can be in the position to drop our debt tax rate 3 cents and raise the other side just 2 cents. And give that money back to the community.
The board is looking at holding a special election in October instead of adding this to the regular election in November.
What we don't want to do is force the tax office to have to send out two tax letters. In other words, here's your initial tax letter that you would receive in November, and then the TRE happens, and they have to issue another letter. So there's a lot of concern about confusing residents.
Final action by the board on what Webb calls the TRE, which is short for Tax Ratification Election, can take place as soon as August 7th. The Bryan City Council and the Planning and Zoning Commission continue to take steps to protect homeowner-occupied neighborhoods from stealth dorms.
Planning Administrator Martin Zimmerman says there'll be a joint meeting of the council and P&Z on August 8th to hear recommendations on additional controls on new rental housing. Last night, the council, without discussion, gave final approval to ban breaking large residential lots into multiple smaller lots. P&Z previously endorsed the ban on so-called flag lots as a way to help regulate rental housing. The council also gave first-round approval, again without discussion, to reducing the percentage of property owners required to establish a residential conservation district from 66 to 58%. The only council discussion last night came before overturning a decision by the Historic Landmarks Commission. The owner of the Aston Porter House at East 29th and Hill, Craig Jackson, said a wrought iron fence along 29th with a maximum height of 3 feet was not tall enough to protect young children.
3 feet is only about the hip height, and having the 2 foot square columns, that's just a place to jump off of onto 29th Street if a ball goes over the fence.
The council sided with staff to allow a maximum height of 6.5 feet. The application now goes to the city's Zoning Board of Adjustments for consideration. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
On the second day of filing for those interested in running for College Station in Bryan City Council and School Board, there is at least one candidate for each of the three openings on the College Station Council. Two openings are because Blanche Brick and Julie Schultz are not eligible to run again due to term limits. Yesterday, Brick's husband Bob filed for his wife's seat. On Monday, former Councilman John Nichols filed for Schultz's seat, and Linda Harvell filed for a full term to the seat she won in a special election last year. The rest of the list is online at WTAW.com. Longtime local philanthropist Emil Ogden died Monday at age 89. Ogden operated a successful oil exploration business and moved to Bryan in 1979. He was instrumental in developing the Bryan Woodbine Field, one of the most significant oil discoveries in Texas during the 1980s. Visitation is from 5 to 8 on Thursday at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church, with services Friday morning at 11 at Memorial Funeral Chapel. A statewide coalition of Texas police condemns the transgender bathroom bill as the state Senate passed the measure for the second time.
As police from every major city in the state were gathering on the South Capitol steps, State Senator Lois Kolkhorst was rolling out her bill to legislate bathroom use in schools and government buildings according to the sex on one's birth certificate.
Shuts down an opportunity for predators and voyeurs to assault women by exploiting this proposed lack of gender boundaries.
Just outside, San Antonio Police Chief William McManus told told reporters the bill does nothing to make Texans safer.
It takes officers away from more pressing duty, whether responding to an assault, a burglary, drunk drivers.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss is Scott's guest this morning on the show. Following the 8:30 news, Strauss has stood with big-name companies that call the efforts discriminatory and bad for Texas businesses. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 78 degrees. Call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold at Tom Light Chevrolet. Now save 26% on new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition. 26% in total savings. Choose from a big selection. But hurry, we may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include factory incentives of $91.68 and dealer discounts of $27.50. Stock number 6253. See dealer for details.
75 years ago, farmers, ranchers, and rural communities working together helped to electrify the continental United States. From east to west, hundreds of communities formed member-owned, not-for-profit cooperatives all across rural America. Now co-ops, still guided by the mission of providing safe, reliable, and affordable electricity, are bringing solar power to communities just like ours. Mid-South Synergy is proud to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop.
Good morning, it's 8:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Warm weather locked in across the region, courtesy of high pressure off to our east. It'll be partly sunny today. There's the threat of an isolated shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon, highs 95 to 100. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow. We're back up to 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80. It'll be sunny Friday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so we've talked about the eclipse thing, right? You know, this is coming up almost every day because we love talking about science.
Oh, yeah.
Chelsea space. Always takes the lead
space
on
space and
it.
Science.
Yes. It's her favorite, yeah.
Actually, we did. We had a space thing yesterday, and you weren't here.
Oh, so
we
did. But bummer.
We got it done because you weren't here. That was okay. But anyhow, there is something that may be kind of cool. All right. And now, if you want to actually view this solar eclipse, LifeScience.com, those are the people who continue to drive this thing, say it's very easy for you to put together a solar eclipse viewer.
Oh, please tell me more.
Okay. A shoebox. Uh-huh. Okay. A small piece of tin foil, a sheet of white paper, some tape, and a pin or a needle, and like a box cutter, like an X-Acto knife.
Right? Okay.
You cut a small hole about an inch across in one end of the shoebox near the top edge. Because I see you doing this, okay, Chelsea?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think I have all of those things,
good.
So I don't even have to shop.
Good. So you take, then you tape a piece of tin foil over the hole.
Okay.
Then you use a pin or a needle, and you just punch a little bitty hole in that. Boom, right there, okay? And then you tape a small piece of white paper on the inside of the box on the opposite end, okay?
Oh.
And that way, and then you just hold that up, and you position it so that you can...
I'm going to need a YouTube video.
Well, and there may be one. Now,
I'm sure there is, yeah.
I did it a long time ago. I want to say it's about 1983,
and this is still the best they've got.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
1983, what I did there is you had a piece of cardboard.
Oh, okay? It was a little different. Okay.
Yeah, and then you had a piece of white paper, and you'd punch a hole in the cardboard, and you'd hold the sheet of paper underneath it, and, of course, the sun goes through there, and what you'd be able to see is a part of the crescent being eaten away.
Okay.
And that's how you could safely watch it. Or because this is 2017, you can do it in a completely different way. Just Google Vox, VOX.com. Eclipse, okay, because there's a web, I mean, there's a URL, but it's too long, so you just go to Vox.com, Eclipse, click on that, and then that will take you to a page where you enter the zip code where you will be.
Oh, perfect.
There you go.
Okay, for instance, I typed in 77845, because that's where we are here at the radio station. The eclipse will peak at 1:34:40, Central Daylight Time. At that point, 68% of the sun will be obscured.
Ooh.
And if you want to go to the total eclipse, you would have to drive 578 miles to the northeast.
Hmm.
So, there.
Someone did text in and say they were surprised I didn't need a new pair of shoes so I could have a fresh shoebox for my...
wow, that was a little...
For your eclipse viewer.
Snarky.
A little judgmental,
yeah,
don't you think?
A little snarky.
Hey, this was another text we got, which I think makes a good point. We're going to go back to the Uber subject.
Yeah,
we were talking about
sure.
leaving your stuff in an Uber.
Right.
And they texted in and said the Uber driver would be turning down fares, driving however many miles, and essentially being asked to work for free to return said item.
Fair.
Just to clarify why it would be deemed a request, it would be exactly like asking someone who works hourly to click out before working.
Okay.
Or to clock out before
clock out.
Working.
Okay, yeah, yep. Okay. I understand.
Yeah, okay.
So, I think what I was, you know, what I was reacting to was the snarkiness of the way that they described the Uber drivers as a group.
Yeah. Right.
Being
no,
all hassled
true,
out over
true,
there.
True, true.
Again,
yeah.
This is a small town, and I guess we have Uber Light here. Is that what it's called? Or Uber Junior? I don't know.
Is it?
Uber Junior?
Uber Junior.
Yeah, but you're right. If you're in the big city and you know, you've gone off to another part of town to come back and do that would not be worth your while necessarily.
Right.
And
then the shoebox texter texted yes. in and said, okay. Not snarky, I have a wife and daughter.
Oh, okay.
They
all
understand.
Right, okay.
And he makes a good point.
Okay. always
can use a new pair of shoes. There's... Actually, I think I have some being delivered tomorrow.
Oh,
so
well, there.
I will have a fresh shoebox.
You will get to view the eclipse
I will.
Then.
I still have to make it, though, well, Brad.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway.
That's what we used to do when we were kids. We used to do those little...
viewer things.
Viewers, yeah.
So again, and it's August the 21st. I know
okay.
that's the most important thing, so you can have that. And again, it's good that it's early in the day because that doesn't mess up anything else. Are people going to get to wander out at work and you know, come out of their buildings and do that? Because the thing is, the eclipse itself lasts for a long time. It starts, I think, at like 11 o'clock. 11, here we go. Starts at 11:44, and everything will be done here at 2:43. So it starts at noon, basically.
Okay.
And then the most total it'll be here is at 1:14. So, yeah, anytime during your lunch hour, you can mm-hmm. hang out, take a little longer lunch so you can be outside.
Yeah. There you go. I was looking at the eclipse, boss.
Yeah, hey, I mean, because it's not going to happen again for a long, long time.
True.
Okay, here's a study four out of the sea, and I don't. This is a two-line study. I want to know more. I want to know so much more. A study shows that 4 out of 5 people seeking cosmetic surgery, said that they had definitely been influenced by TV shows and or celebrities.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. I would say.
Right. And you know, that stuff does cost money, too, I'm just saying.
It
but,
does.
But
yeah, that is
nonetheless.
Correct.
All right, so Kensington Palace looking for a new senior communications officer. Pretty exciting job. You get a chance to, you know, hang out with all the royals over there.
Ooh.
Yeah, you'll be supporting Prince William, Duchess Kate, and Prince Harry's work with a particular focus on the Royal Foundation, according to the job description. On the household website, a successful candidate will manage the daily news flow to the media, ensuring items are accurately and positively reported and received by audiences via traditional, digital, and social media.
It makes my heart kind of start beating fast just to think about being in that position.
Hanging on that deal? Yeah, that'd be interesting.
You're a fake news guard, basically,
Man.
Over there.
Well, and the thing is, they pretty much, well, I don't know. I remember Harry did that. Was it Harry who did the Nazi uniform thing a few years ago? Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
You know, so aside from that. But generally... They're so guarded in what they do. It's not the same as if you had to be the, I don't know, the media director.
For the Bush twins.
Yeah, for the Bush twins, exactly. Or somebody in political life here.
Right.
Or in athletic life here. So from that standpoint, it
True.
Would seem like you probably wouldn't have that many... I don't know.
If you watch the show The Royals on E, like
well,
I do,
okay.
they would have a tough job. That's... Princess Eleanor, she's always getting into a mess.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I've only seen a little bit of The Royals, but I think I saw an episode or two, and that was interesting. Okay,
I haven't even accidentally seen that show.
Really? Yeah. Well, I mean, just, well, you know
Season
why.
Season 4 is coming out. Wait, are we talking about the same show, the
no.
one with Elizabeth Hurley?
We're talking about the one that's a doc that was a period piece. It's historical.
No, this is not.
Oh, you're talking about today. Oh,
yeah.
No. The royal reality show or
no? It's just no. It's not. It's
just a new sitcom sort of a situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know what you would
seen that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, do you slather your hands with Purell before you eat? Do you thoroughly wash your fruits and vegetables? Do you actually go to the dentist every 6 months? And you know, like. You know, like you're supposed to, but nobody does.
Yeah,
well, I go to the dentist.
Okay, sound like I'm about to get in trouble.
All these other things. No, but you'll outlive everybody. The new study found that people who are neurotic have a lower risk of dying than people who are calmer and more relaxed. And the researchers say it's because neurotic tendencies do have positive benefits when it comes to making healthier choices.
Sure.
Well, yeah.
Because you're really focused on making sure you do it right.
And they go to the doctor before there's a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, they actually do. They actually look at, you know, and say, hey, this could be a problem. I need
to
go to the doctor.
I have those friends that are WebMDers, and they just freak themselves out.
Yep. You start getting.
You have a cold. Next thing you know, you have cancer.
Yeah, right. WebMD is either the common cold or death.
Yes,
yeah.
There you are. Well, hey.
Or some bizarre disease that only exists like one every 3 billion people.
But you're that one.
That one.
All right, lucky. On TV tonight to plan, if you're not going to watch Shark Week. I mean, I know Shark Week is continuing, but if not, tonight it's the season finale of Little Big Shots Forever Young, and that'll be at 7 o'clock tonight, featuring Golden Agers in this new episode, 72-year-old pole dancer.
Is that what they're called, dancer. Golden Agers?
Yep, 72-year-old pole dancer from China.
Okay.
Just saying. Champion trick roper and an illusionist. Also, tonight is the series premiere for So Sharp. It's on Lifetime. Mm. On Lifetime tonight at 8. When was the last time you watched something on Lifetime? This new reality. I wasn't talking to you specifically unless you wanted to talk. But this new reality series will follow Coach Todd Sharp and his University of Louisville Lady Birds dance team as they work to repeat as national champions.
Oh, this is like a spinoff
Do you
of
think there's
one
drama?
Of their other shows. Oh, yes, absolutely.
You think all those girls get along?
No, everything's going to go smoothly.
Exactly. All right, so Netflix has ordered Matt Groening's animated comedy. Matt, you know who he is.
He's the Simpsons guy.
Oh, okay.
His new animated comedy is called Disenchantment. The series from the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama is described as an adult fantasy about a crumbling medieval kingdom known as Dreamland. Central character is a hard-drinking princess named Bean. She has an elf companion named Elfo and her personal demon named Lucy.
Such great names.
First 10 episodes. I like Elfo.
Elfo's not
bad at all. So
I know.
You got that going. Hey, those who don't feel like paying $100 or so for your pay-per-view in order for the Floyd Mayweather.
The fight.
Yeah, Conor McGregor on August the 26th have another option. Watching in a movie theater for a lot less. Fathom Events and Mayweather Promotions announced yesterday they've partnered to bring the fight and the accompanying undercard to movie theaters around the country. The movie theater broadcast event will start at 8 p.m. local time, which will take place in Las Vegas and be identical to what home viewers will be seeing.
Go ahead, Brad.
I was gonna say, I'm just surprised they don't do this more often because, you know, like whenever they have it at, say, like Buffalo Wild Wings or something like that, whenever they have a fight, you know,
it's
they
packed.
Get a lot of business. Yeah.
I'm thinking that, there's certain rules and regulations if you're a business and you want to screen it.
Yeah.
And so that's why they have to have that cover charge because it's more expensive for them to screen it than just like a household would be, I think.
Gives an opportunity.
Because they're making money.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to charge. Gives an opportunity for movie theaters to sell a lot more concessions.
Right. The movie theater, I just don't know if you want like that. I feel like these crowds can get a little rowdy.
Yeah.
And if you've got certain fans of a certain fighter and
yep.
I don't know. It just.
I went a long time ago. And again, the technology was different then. But when I lived in Beaumont at the Beaumont Civic Center, they did that. And of course, that's a large place and it wasn't nearly full. But, you know, I want to say there were 2,000 people there to watch it, which was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was, I think, a local fighter who was in the main event. But I guess the thing that I had not realized was the undercard takes so long before you get up to the,
midnight.
Fight itself. Yeah, exactly. So that could be going on. But nonetheless, it's there are groups out there who like that. So it's been a little over a month since Ron Howard took over directing the standalone Han Solo film.
Yes.
And we've still got 10 months for that. Again, I know Chelsea, it's space, but this really doesn't have anything
nothing
to do with space.
With real space.
This is more like just a movie.
Well, what we found out is now we have been treated to Ron Howard narrating the Star Wars trilogy with his Arrested Development voice.
Nice.
Yes. The website Nerdist created the spoof video called Arrested Rebellion that starts with footage from A New Hope, the Obi-Wan Kenobi whatever thing. Anyway, they're all making appearances. Most of the sound bites are taken directly from his narration in Arrested Development. So that's pretty cool.
That's great.
If you've ever watched Arrested Development, it's quite fun. If you're an oldster like I am, you might be interested to know that Sony has released a full-length trailer for the upcoming 40th anniversary theatrical release of Steven Spielberg's Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Hey, all right.
Classic science fiction film first hit theaters December of 1977. Everybody build our little tower of mashed potatoes. If you've never seen it on the big screen, the re-release has been digitally remastered into 4K. It comes out September the 1st. So, yeah, go watch it now on your little bitty computer screen. No, better, on your handheld device, because then you can actually tell that it's in 4K.
Yeah.
It'll just look spectacular.
Hey, Rachel, how's your day going?
Oh, you know, typical day, but I've got to take my car in for an oil change. What a hassle.
Haven't you heard about Allen Honda's happy hour?
No.
Oh, yeah, you've seen their beautiful new dealership. Well, they have 8 express oil and lube lanes, and every day from 2 to 4 is Allen Honda's happy hour. So no matter what kind of car you drive, you'll get $10 off your oil change, and they'll wash and vacuum your car and have you in and out in no time. It's really quick.
Sounds like a great time saver.
Save time and money with Allen Honda's happy hour.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Ford today reported a higher quarterly net profit that beat expectations because of a lower effective tax rate and increased sales of more profitable pickup trucks in the U.S. market. The Dearborn, Michigan-based company reported second quarter net income of 51 cents a share, up from 49 cents a year ago. Truck maker Celgene has agreed to pay $280 million to the U.S. and many state governments to settle a former sales manager's lawsuit. The suit accuses the company of improperly promoting 2 cancer drugs and causing false reimbursement claims to be submitted to federal and state health insurance programs. Wonder Woman 2 is set to storm theaters on December 13, 2019, with Gal Gadot set to reprise her role as Diana. Wonder Woman is still chugging along at the box office with over $389 million from North American theaters. It recently surpassed Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 to become the top domestic earner of the summer movie season. That's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a 3-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I was frustrated about my weight, anxious, unhealthy. Just tying my shoes was a major effort.
Come on, Dad, shoot.
Now, I'm shooting hoops with my son. Do you know what that means to me and to him? It means really living instead of sitting on the sidelines. I got smaller. My world got bigger.
Could weight loss surgery at College Station Medical Center be your answer? Sign up for our next free seminar at collegestationbariatrics.com. Results may vary. Consult your physician.
If you own one of those cute little robot vacuums, here's a warning. Dust isn't the only thing your Roomba's sucking up. Kim Commander with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The Roomba is an automatic vacuum cleaner. It runs all around your home in seemingly random patterns, cleaning carpets, rugs, and floors. Its parent company, iRobot, is constantly updating the Roomba. But the San Francisco Chronicle is reporting that 2 Roomba models are quietly making maps of their users' homes. Yep, they're casing the place. The manufacturer hopes to clean up by selling the floor plans to giant tech companies. Where's your furniture, the doors, the layout, and who knows what else? For its part, iRobot says it cares about your privacy, so much so that it's going to ask for your permission before selling your floor plans. As I see it, the problem is not that these things are making maps. The problem is, you're learning about this from me and not the manufacturer. All the tech news is updated 24/7 at news.komando.com. That's KOMANDO. If you have a small business, you know that customers are your lifeline. And keeping your ever-growing list of customer names, addresses, messages, and invoices organized can be a nightmare. So let me introduce you to Zoho and its amazing CRM tool. CRM stands for Customer Relationship Manager. Imagine every customer detail, a complete history of every phone call, email, order, and proposal. Zoho can even tell you the best time to call or email. Turn cold leads into interested prospects and prospects into paying customers. Zoho automates follow-up emails and customer payment reminders. All of your contacts and leads in one place where you can keep track of the entire sales process, leaving you more time to run your business and close more deals. Start today. Visit ZohoCRM.com. That's ZohoCRM.com. Go now and get 10 users in your company free. That's ZohoCRM.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Just after 11 last night, College Station police responded to the Shop & Go store on Holloman Drive for an armed robbery. According to the report, two black men, both armed with guns. No one was injured, and the suspects fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of money. Bryan school board members are expected to take official action next month to ask voters to raise one property tax rate in order to take advantage of a component in the state's school finance formula.
We've had these two golden pennies from $1.04 to $1.06 on the M&O side sitting out there for several years. And at this time, if we take advantage of those 2 cents, that nets an additional $3.1 million from Austin year in and year out every year in perpetuity. As long as perpetuity lasts in Texas, right, every 2 years.
Bryan ISD Communications Director Brandon Webb says this comes at the same time the board is considering a budget that drops by 3 cents the district's property tax rate for paying off bonds. Webb says holding a special election in October instead of waiting until the November general election is to avoid having the tax office send two sets of notices if voters approve the TRE, or tax ratification election.
There's a lot of concern about confusing residents. Well, you know, I already got this letter, so they throw the new one away. Well, it's actually a tax decrease on their second letter that the tax office would be sending out, and it's also wasted postage.
A 2 cent increase in BISD's tax rate for maintenance and operations will also generate $1.4 million from property owners. The more than $4 million in additional funding would offset a projected budget shortage next year of $3.6 million. The Bryan City Council took up three matters last night affecting residential neighborhoods.
Without discussion, final approval is given to banning developers from turning a large residential lot into multiple smaller lots. Council agreed at the Planning and Zoning Commission that this would help regulate rental housing. The council approved the first of two readings for reducing the percentage of property owners interested in establishing a residential conservation district from 66 to 58%. While both measures address to some degree the future of stilted dorms and other rental housing, Planning Administrator Martin Zimmerman told the council there'd be a joint meeting with P&Z on that specific topic August 8th.
We have a P&Z subcommittee that is coming up with a list of recommendations that they will be presenting to the council at that meeting.
The council also overturned a ruling by the Historic Landmarks Commission to grant the owner of the Ashton Porter House at East 29th and Hill a wrought iron fence along 29th as tall as 6.5 feet. The Landmarks Commission sought a maximum height of 3 feet. The homeowner now needs the approval of the city's zoning board of adjustments. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
There is at least one person interested in each of the three openings for College Station City Council in this November's election. That's after Bob Brick filed for the seat presently occupied by his wife, Blanche Brick, who is not eligible to run again due to term limits. The rest of the list is online at WTAW.com. And as the Texas Senate resumed consideration of the proposed bathroom bill, police chiefs were outside the Capitol expressing their opposition. From Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo.
This is a bad law, a law that will lead to discrimination, to harassment, to the further marginalization of people that are already targeted.
Scott will be interviewing Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss in just a couple of minutes. WTAW news time is 8:34. It's 78 degrees. You can call or text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
8:35, let's check our weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Warm weather locked in across the region, courtesy of high pressure off to our east. It'll be partly sunny today. There's the threat of an isolated shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon. Highs 95 to 100. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow. We're back up to 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80. It'll be sunny Friday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:35, let's head over to Austin. The Speaker of the Texas House, the Honorable Joe Strauss, joins us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Speaker.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. It's been hot and hectic over on the Senate side ever since day one of this special session. They once again worked after midnight last night. Things are a little more measured in the House of Representatives. If you would, spend a minute or two explaining to our listeners why things move at a different pace in the House as opposed to the Senate.
Well, sure. First of all, we are moving legislation, and it's not on the floor as much as the Senate has, but in the committee where we're giving every single bill the full consideration that I think they deserve, the pace of these bills coming out of committee through the calendars committee and our process over here to the floor is a few days behind the Senate. But we're only halfway through the second week of a four-week session here, and this is not a race. This isn't to see who can be first. I care a lot more about the substance than I do the speed at which we work. But we will get the work done. We are giving every item on Governor Abbott's agenda thorough consideration. We're giving the public plenty of chances to testify and make their opinions heard. So we did pass yesterday the one must-pass bill, and the reason that the governor had to call this special session, that was the sunset bill that gave extended life to several agencies, most importantly the medical board. So we are getting through the work. We have probably eight or nine committees hearing lots of bills today. And we did yesterday, and we will until our work is completed here. But the pace is really not the problem. What most people should be concerned about is the substance of the legislation that we're passing.
Well, we can start with SB3. Of course, the Senate, they have one more ceremonial vote, but then it comes over to the House. It was a 21-10 vote, as people probably know. And once again, Texas is on the front page of every major newspaper, leading all the newscasts because of what had happened in North Carolina before and the fact that no legislation came to the House in the regular session. Is there a bathroom bill that you as Speaker would bring to the floor?
Well, actually, the House did pass a bathroom bill by way of an amendment to a school safety bill. It was rejected by the lieutenant governor, and so therefore there was no compromise and no legislation in the regular session. I'm not a fan of the bathroom bill. I've made no secret of that. I often say that government should not get in the way of people's success. And I think this bill is government getting in the way. That's what I've heard from the business community all over the state of Texas and all over the country. What we heard yesterday again from law enforcement to say there is no problem in our bathrooms. And we've heard it certainly from educators who are on the front line of dealing with this issue when it arises. And they've dealt with it for many, many years without a problem. None of these groups and individuals think that a bathroom bill is necessary for the state of Texas. And I don't want to repeat the mistakes that, that North Carolina's made. In fact, yesterday I saw an editorial in the Raleigh, I think it was the Raleigh, North Carolina newspaper, and they asked a very good question. I said, why would Texas walk intentionally head first into a cactus? And that's from the state, the one state that passed it. No other state other than our state is seriously considering doing this at this time.
I'd like to get your comments on the fact that there were several police chiefs who came out, in fact, against the bathroom bill yesterday in Austin.
They did. They said that the police chief from my home city in San Antonio made a pretty plain statement. He said, don't you think our police officers have more important things to do? I thought that was a pretty good question.
The Joe Strauss, the Speaker of the House, has joined us this morning. Mr. Speaker, before this special session started, Texas Public Policy Council held a meeting of their members. The governor spoke there. The lieutenant governor spoke there. Were you invited to attend?
As far as I know, I was not.
The lieutenant governor, in his address, described himself as the governor's 20 by 20 guy and his wingman. So where is Joe Strauss in that formation?
Well, I would have to say that I'm loyal to the Texas House, and I'm loyal to the constituents from Northeast Bexar County that sent me here to serve alongside John Rainey and Kyle Cassell, and the 150 members of the Texas House. So my focus is on issues that create economic growth, providing quality workforce, making our universities better, improving transportation, making sure we have an adequate supply of water, which where I come from is a life and death situation. So I think most Republicans want us to focus on issues that lead to economic growth and success. And I know that good conservatives like Rainey and Cassell think that way. And our record is very conservative in the House. We've passed balanced budgets. We've cut taxes. We've passed voter ID bills and the like. And all the while, we try very hard to keep a strong climate in the state for job creation. So I don't really worry about being a wingman. I worry about keeping the 150 member House of Representatives on the right path, doing what we feel is in the best interest of the state of Texas.
Among the comments that the lieutenant governor made at the Texas Public Policy Council and involved these statements.
I believe there's a movement within our own party, led by the speaker, who wants to put us on a path to a state income tax and billions more dollars of spending. And I've said this several times. I haven't seen him really push back very hard on that issue, by the way. And I think he's joining with big government Democrats who want that.
I'd like to get your comments.
Well, that's so blatantly absurd, it's laughable. We've cut taxes. It's true in the House that we have focused on public education and property tax, high property taxes that Texans are having to pay. We focused on the problems of Robin Hood, where people's property taxes related to schools are over half their tax bill, and a lot of that money doesn't stay in their local district. It goes to the state of Texas, and in many cases doesn't go to education at all. So what we are trying to focus on here is reducing people's property taxes by better funding our schools. And it's an argument that has gotten some traction. The governor has added school finance to the call up here, which I think is a very positive move. And some of the name calling from the lieutenant governor is just his style. It's his way of doing politics. It worked for him. And I focus on results. I focus on working with people, trying to bring people together. And I think I've proven over my tenure as Speaker of the House that I know how to govern without being an extremist. I know how to pull people together to come up with solutions. And part of focusing on results means you have to put some of the exaggerations, some of the invectives, some of the name-calling aside, let it kind of roll off your back and focus on doing good work. And I think that's what the House has done, and we have 2.5 more weeks here, and that's what we will continue to focus on, to try to pass bills that we think are worthy of the people we represent in the best interest of the state of Texas.
And those last two things, House Bill 4 was debated yesterday. Dennis Bonin is the sponsor, the committee chair and the sponsor of that. Now, that provision would require cities and counties and some special purpose districts to get voter approval if they do plan to have property tax revenues go up by 5% or more. Is that bill, House Bill 4, the one that you particularly would like to see come to the floor?
Well, I don't know what form it will be in. We are focused on property tax reform, and in the House, as I said earlier, we're laser-focused on trying to reduce people's school property taxes, which make up 54% of the property taxes that Texans pay. 10 years ago, the numbers were reversed. Instead of close to 60% of school property taxes being paid by local taxpayers, it was paid for by the state. That's a reversal now. It's almost 40-60. And the more the state picks up the cost of public education, the less the need for raising people's property taxes. So that's what I'm focused on. Chairman Bonin is a very capable, experienced, smart guy, and he will work with this committee and work with stakeholders and work with other House members to see where the votes are and what form his bill needs to take to pass the House.
Finally today, the word rainy day fund and teacher bonuses was put together yesterday in the House. What are your thoughts on using the rainy day fund to be able to reward the teachers of Texas?
Well, it's not so much rewarding the teachers of Texas, it's trying to save them from terrible spiraling health care costs to retired teachers. And during the regular session, the House voted to use a small portion, relatively small portion of the rainy day fund to do these things because the budget is tight. We had to do some cuts. But I don't think there's anything more important than making sure we keep our promises to our retired teachers. They served our state with great distinction. The most important job that anybody could have is to be a good teacher. And they're facing serious increases in their health care. We're going to continue to work with them to find some funding so that they can live with the health care costs that keep going up and the premium increases.
Do you think we can get it all done in one special session?
Sure. Yeah, there shouldn't be a problem with that, although it's a very ambitious list of items, some of which are not really all that controversial. Many of them are, and they're going to take some work, and it's pretty ambitious to cover 20-some-odd issues in 30 days, but we will get through them thoroughly in the House, and the ones that we feel are the most important, best for the state of Texas, will pass. There may be a few that don't make it all the way through the system, but that's the way it is. And during the regular session, there may have been, 5,000 or 6,000 bills filed, and 1,100 or 1,200 of them became law. So we're working with the governor, and the House is going to prioritize and to pay attention to the substance of these bills. And we'll pass the ones that we think are worthy and maybe leave a few of them for another day.
Joe Strauss is the Speaker of the House of the State of Texas. Mr. Speaker, thank you for spending a few minutes with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. See you. All right. Let's turn our attention to local. And Andrew Nelson's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, okay. We were just talking about we did not get to annexation because the Speaker had a finite amount of time, but that's going to be another one of the issues. Basically, what's got your attention over in Austin right now?
Well, as the mayor, Brian, I guess I have more concern than anything else. I mean, I've been a concerned citizen about what's going on in Washington and people trying to do a one-size-fits-all across this country and Washington and not giving us more freedom to do the things we need to do. And I'm not sure what's going on. I mean, I'm a conservative Republican, and I'm just scratching my head a little bit about the focus, and I just feel like our priorities are not priorities that are helping me as the mayor, Brian. I can tell you that. I mean, the freedom to be able to set our property taxes, and I think Speaker Strauss sounded very reasonable there with the things he was saying. I mean, I support that. The majority of our taxes right now are school taxes, and most of those get taken away from us and put to other things that have nothing to do with education. Why aren't we addressing those things and instead trying to cap taxes? I mean, we're one of the 10 fastest growing cities, not in Texas, in the country. So what are you going to do? I think we've done a pretty good job. We haven't been raising taxes in Bryan, but, you know, I feel like we're being punished for being prudent right now, and I don't understand that.
We've had news stories about what happened in session. We'll talk about that in a minute, but I'd kind of like to go back to the workshop yesterday. Can you give me some information that you might have as far as RVP? Where are we with that?
Well, I want to clarify. I came in late. I was on a transatlantic flight last night, so I did attend the council meeting, but I missed the workshop. I can tell you on RVP we're down to finalists and really good quality folks that we're looking at, and we're close to hiring someone. Okay.
Well, let me come back because you did mention taxes and school taxes. The BISD school districts looking to raise their taxes, saying they're going to capture more money from Austin because of that. But the very question that we now have, it puts cities and counties at odds against the school district because of that tax bill that everybody gets.
Yeah, and I don't think that's appropriate for us to, you know, that's what they're trying to do is to make us say, well, what about our brother or sister who also didn't? Nah, that's not the point. I think that, to me, the point is they're focused on something which is the minority of taxes. And secondly, if we're taxing too much, I fully expect and, in fact, demand our citizens to throw me out of office. If that's what they think, they have that right. That's the political process. One size doesn't fit all. To say that the same thing should apply to us, where we're one of the 10 fastest growing cities in the country, should apply to a depressed town somewhere in Texas where they're losing citizens, where they've got high unemployment rates, or, you know, a new city. Just looking in College Station and Bryan, we have older infrastructure than College Station. They have more students. We have a lot of owner-operator businesses. We're one community, but we have different requirements. That's why it's nice to have that flexibility. Just in our own community, we see those differences. Just imagine this state is larger than France and Germany. I just went to the largest, you know, country in Europe. We're bigger than that. So, you know, you can't apply what's going on in El Paso the same way as you do in Beaumont, or what's going on in Amarillo the same way you do down in Brownsville. It just doesn't, to me. It's so natural for conservative thinking to say, let us manage things ourselves and let our voters throw us out or reelect us if they support it. I just wish Austin would get back to that.
Well, then we need to talk justifiable tax increase. We've had we had a member of the College Station City Council in saying College Station is going to have to raise their taxes again. We're hearing this from BISD now. Don't know what's going to happen in College Station, but is there a chance that we'd see a tax increase in Bryan?
I'm not sure. I hope not. I haven't seen data that tells me that we have to raise taxes this year.
All the talk yesterday pretty much had to do with the future of the residential areas in Bryan. I really have to applaud the city for moving quickly on this. This was something I thought College Station drug their feet on. It seemed your Planning and Zoning Commission and your Planning Department are trying to put together some overlays that can save some neighborhoods. And last night you took action to make it easier for those neighborhood overlays to be put in place.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we want, if you're taking away rights from people, I mean, I believe in freedom, I think most of us do. If you're taking away people's freedoms, it's appropriate to ask for a supermajority of our citizens to support that restriction. If the restriction is so overwhelming that even if you have a supermajority, a strong supermajority, you just can't get it done, then that's where we say, are we really becoming, you know, rust in the gear and keeping the normal things that need to happen from happening. So I think that's our first step. We're trying to do that. You know, neighborhoods need to define who they want. We still have plenty of time in Bryan. Not every neighborhood is, you know, has that time. But if there's a neighborhood that wants to have two unrelated instead of four unrelated family members in that neighborhood, there's time to define who you want. There's a process, and I haven't seen anywhere in the history of this city of Bryan where a neighborhood that has decided with a supermajority that they would like to make that restriction has gone to P&Z, not had the Planning and Zoning approve it, and not had the City of Bryan approve it. So the time is there. But, you know, this town is growing very quickly, so time's running out. You can't just wait 10 years and then say, let's do it then. The time's now for neighborhoods to define who they want to be.
Sure. Anything you got on your radar screen this morning you want to share with us?
Well, just the Charter Review Advisory Committee report. I want to thank all the people, again, who the independent citizen group that put who did that review. A lot of people, you know, we have 13 items that are going to be approved for recommended by the city council to be used. And then there's the charter petition, which is not really related to the city, which was unanimously asked not to be supported. If you want to get all those details, it can be a little confusing. Go to our Brian TX website. There's also just one final thing. Lots of different construction going around the city right now. So please, again, go to the BrianTX.gov website and you can get information on that. Please be careful around those construction areas.
Sure. Andrew Nelson, he's the mayor of Bryan. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life. The milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed with the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody, we just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 4 minutes till. See, you're still going to have to work.
Oh, man. Aww. I thought it was done.
I wasn't sure at 8:30 if we were going to be able to.
Yeah, we're here.
That's good. And there are puppies outside.
Oh, there are. Oh, they're right outside my door.
So I got to hold one already.
Did you? All right. So there. Well, that makes your blood pressure go down.
Yeah. It really does.
It's just better.
And they come on Wednesdays. It's a good time.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep.
Get through exactly. That hump day.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police seeking the public's help to locate some equipment that fell off the back of a truck.
All right.
Among the equipment would be that 40-millimeter Abrams airborne multi-launcher.
Oh, yeah, they might want that. Sure.
Yeah, they would. RCMP said the launcher and the large green case containing the related ammunition missing, and they'd like to get it back.
Yeah. Very Canadian.
Please.
We'd really appreciate you to return it.
And that's the thing.
We'd really like our ammo back.
There's a $15 charge.
I put it in my Uber. That's right. Yeah. We'll do that. But again, you're right. There's no panic or anything. Just letting you know. Hey, this is just a news story from out of nowhere. We're talking about the leader of the free world. You know, he tweets every once in a while. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Once or twice.
It's one of the things that makes him who he is. But I believe that he has said that no transgendered person can work in anywhere in the military, huh?
Yes, well, let me see if it did come through the AP. Here we go. Transgender individuals, after consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. Thank you.
Interesting. So taking emotion out of it, that's just a reality situation.
Mm-hmm.
So getting ahead of that situation. Just a minute. Oh, so we've been telling you about being over fat today. We told you how you could get over fat.
And it's not my fault.
Day. That's right. And it's not your fault. Just a minute. Now they're trying to make it so simple for you. Just a minute or two running every day can help strengthen your bones.
Just a minute or two?
Science. Yes, these little brief bursts of high-intensity, weight-bearing physical activity can help you out, can make you stronger.
Brad, sprint down to the break room.
Yeah.
Sprint down
once
the break
or
room.
Twice a day.
That certainly will take me a minute.
Get the cookie and then run back.
Yeah. Perfect.
All right,
I'm healthy.
I'm looking this up when I get done with the show. A killer shark caught on video smacking a seal into the air like a tennis ball.
Oh.
Ruth Morris.
You can look that
up. Well, it's nature. Yeah. It happens that way. Ruth Morris was whale watching off the coast of Scotland on Monday, spotted this strange activity. In the clip, the orca is using its tail to flip a seal out of the water into the air. A crowd of witnesses can be heard gasping as the seal splashes back down into the water. Unclear whether the seal was hurt or killed. Okay.
Yikes.
It may have swum away, little seal, and have a wonderful life. You don't know that.
It might be like a seal snuff film there.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure it's fine.
Okay. Or there's this. There's the group of rabbits spotted
sleeping.
Yeah. A group of rabbits spotted surfing on the back of sheep escaping rising floodwaters in the town of Dude. Yep. Yep.
That sounds cool.
Now, that part will be okay.
That's
because
a cute one.
Everybody wins. The rabbits and the sheep all got to the shore safely.
Aww.
Ah, that's a good feeling.
I'll look that one
up. All right, we're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station, Ryan.